Welcome to the Genius Bar Podcast. I am Miles.
And I am Noah.
Sorry if the sound quality is a little bad. I've got one guy on the other end, one guy here. So, today we're going to be doing a really, really, really fun first episode. If you don't know, this is the Genius Bar Podcast. We have an Instagram page, at the Genius Bar Podcast. I am Miles. I'm hosted by me and Noah. This is our podcast that, we really just talk about tech and modern style stuff. Apple, its competitors, and everything tech, as you can see. So, before we continue on with our actual podcast, I'd like to give a few quick mentions here. One, I would really like to thank our first Instagram follower, LilyAnn17. Thank you very much. First follower, very, very, very impressed already. This is going really well so far as of right now. And the second thing is very exciting. We have our very first sponsor, which is Anchor. So thank you, Anchor. Anchor is your easiest source for recording your podcast. It's completely free. You have unlimited options to choose from when it comes to music, soundtracks, voice recordings, overall everything. You just launch the free app or go to anchor.fm to get started with yours. Really easy. You just download the app, create your name, your podcast. You can get it monetized for free. Every 1,000 listens, you get $15. Very, very good. So yeah, that's very impressive. I'm really liking it. So I am on Anchor. That's how we're recording this podcast with Noah and I. So if you would like to jump on Anchor, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to download today. And I hope to see your podcast. So, welcome to the Genius Bar. Yeah,
first episode.
Yay, okay, let's get on with this. So the first thing I think we should talk about is something that we have kind of picked up on here, which is WWDC 2020, which is
exciting new Apple stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So WWDC, for those of you who don't know, is the Worldwide Developers Conference for Apple. It's where they release, or not release, but talk about the what will be latest release and updates and hardware, software, everything. So we had some big changes this year, including iOS 14, where is the addition of widgets, which Android has had forever, but we are now just getting as Apple users. iPadOS is getting a big change in everything, having the new Magic Trackpad, which is already out, but a lot more support for that. We have Scribble, which is scribbling. You can use your Apple Pencil in the Safari app to do that, which is pretty impressive. And macOS, I'm going to let Noah talk over. He seems to really follow up on macOS.
Well, macOS is going to be pretty exciting. We have new ARM-based Macs, which are going to be very exciting. Which, if you don't know what that is, it is new MacBooks that are completely, and all Macs, I guess, that are completely run off of Apple. So they're going to be, there's not going to be Intel. They still are continuing Intel Macs and updating them, but they're going to have their own chain of Macs.
Yeah.
And the Macs are also getting widgets.
It could be a chain off, but there are basically two different lines. The ARM he's talking about is an ARM processor. So it's a new processor. Apple is ditching the Intel Core processors to do their own line, which will be extremely powerful. Which a lot of people are hyped up for. Yeah, exactly.
The iPad, it is extremely powerful, and it's all run off of Apple.
Yeah, it's iPad OS. I remember when it was just running off the same software, I remember hearing about iPadOS was coming, and I remember seeing the night of the update that you can see it in the software. I remember going to bed and pulling a chair into my room, and right before I went to bed, I hit download and install, and I set it on that chair, and when I woke up, I would go, yes, iPadOS is out. And now we're here, iOS or iPadOS 14 It's amazing. It's fast. It's reliable. Now, here's one thing I really wanted to bring up. This isn't scripted. I just really want to talk about this. What is your take on the fact that an iPad can't replace, and I say that with a grain of salt, your MacBook?
Yeah. Someone might want to do that.
Yes, yes.
There are so many things about a Mac that you can't just say, like, oh, I can do that on an iPad. Like, there's things that you can't do on an iPad. The iPad, yes, maybe more powerful for now, but that doesn't mean that a MacBook, for example, does not have its place. It is still a powerful computer and has stuff that
I totally agree with that. A lot of the time I was on board with iPad can replace it. Now I'm kind of thinking they're almost even, because the iPad, with the new release of Adobe's Photoshop for iPad, which I haven't got a chance to try out yet. I personally am an Affinity user, but the Photoshop for iPad I've heard is really good. It's slowly starting to take over, and as much as people might not like that, it's true, and you can do, I would say, 95% of what you can do on a MacBook on an iPad. Let that be maybe smaller, like a smaller condensed version, but you can still take out tasks with that machine. I've been able to record podcasts like I'm doing now, edit videos, do crazy stuff with my iPad. I just hook it up to a big monitor, and it's just powerful. Hook up a keyboard and mouse to that thing, especially with the new mouse support for iOS or iPadOS 14. It's got full stable mouse support. What do you think on that? And trackpad support.
That is pretty exciting, because we're seeing how the iPad is becoming more and more like a Mac. Like, that's pretty exciting, because it might become the device that is your laptop, so when you want to do laptop stuff, and then you can just easily put it back into a laptop, because this is reminding me a lot of some of the other laptops that you can find as Chromebooks and stuff, and then they have detachable screens. Like, this is reminding me a lot of that sort of style.
It's that whole process of, instead of making the iPad into computers, making computers into iPads. And
yes,
where that line is drawn between what is a computer and what is an iPad, I feel like that line just keeps getting thinner and thinner and blended together. It's almost the same thing anymore. Especially with the release of the Apple Magic Keyboard, the new one for the iPad with the trackpad that lifts it off.
It's all getting a lot, like, lots of stuff's now compatible with both, or made specifically so the iPad can have this, so it's seeming a lot, like, they're very similar.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They're not gonna be such a drastic change. Like, you think about this, a few years back, like, the iPad was just, like, a big phone, essentially.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah,
the
definitely.
Is now,
yes.
Like, it's all sharing.
Sure, yeah. And if I want to edit a video, I open up LumaFusion on my iPad and I do that.
Yeah.
If I want to edit photos, we just found Darkroom. That, you and I discovered that one together, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Darkroom is very good. Darkroom, for those of you who don't know, is also free. You can get purchased software for it. But it's like Adobe Lightroom, which is a photo editing software, except for you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to. It's really powerful. Yeah. We, when Noah came over, we went up and shot some B-roll footage in, like, a hill, or up on a hill.
Mm-hmm.
And we came home, sat down at the desk and edited all of it with a phone and an iPad on Darkroom, which was very, really well. We actually had a test. Yes. I had a Sony, what is mine? A Sony A80, something like that. It's a Sony camera, DSLR, very powerful camera. And
I was just using the iPhone 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we had a challenge up there, and they were so blended seamlessly that it was just incredible to see the difference, and yeah, how there barely was any. You know what I'm saying?
So I guess that's kind of using us into the phone updates. What's happening next in phone?
Yeah, iOS 14, man. iOS 14 is new.
Cameras in the phone models themselves are getting so good that, as we said, it's hard to distinguish them from the photos of a nice quality camera.
And a shout out to Linus Tech Tips on YouTube. He had a video where they were, his thing is like making a. We keep trying to make our phones like cameras, but he found one that's like a camera that's made to be a phone. And that's another thing with our Apple and laptop thing. We have an Apple laptop battle, we have a phone and a camera battle. Like, I was talking to my dad, at what point does Apple make a DSLR camera? Or, because we have the iPhone 12 that is either going to have four cameras, or it's going to be thicker and just have a better processor in it, or something. Or whatever's gonna go on with that. So, you have this whole camera phone battle. And, really, they're just getting so close, it's not even that good to tell anymore. Like, you almost just can't tell.
Mm-hmm. Well, as you were saying, iOS 14, that's gonna be a pretty exciting update with
Absolutely.
Widgets and everything.
Absolutely. Widgets, pinning. The micro apps would be are gonna be amazing.
All the little details that you don't notice even missing out on them until you have them.
Exactly. Yeah. It's yeah. Seriously, we have the public beta downloaded right now.
Yes.
We both have. It's sweet. If you don't have the iOS 14 public beta right now, go check it out. Just look up like how to download the developer beta on YouTube. First video that comes up will probably show you how. We downloaded it off Apple's thing. You just restart your phone and it's on iOS 14. Just the beta. You have a feedback app to give feedback to the developers, which I give weekly. Just weekly feedback. And it's really, really good. It's really... All the bug fixes and improvements have... When we see a bug fix and improvement update, we're like, eh, that's not that great. With iOS 14, it's just... It's reliably smooth anymore. It's, dare I say, almost coming close to will the iPhone be the iPad in power, say. With the iOS, or with iPhone 12, iPhone 11 Pro Max, you're getting so much power on them, it's just really, it's crazy to have that much power on a phone.
Get too excited for what else can possibly come in the future.
Exactly, you kind of get content with, like, I remember being on iOS 13 beta and being like, oh, this is so cool. And then, I don't even remember what the updates were for iOS 13. But then now it's like, it's perfect, I don't need anything else. Then 14, oh, it's perfect now, I don't need anything else. Like, you don't know how they'll add onto it, yet they somehow do.
They make it so much better, and it seems like everything's changed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. It's, oh, yeah, everything with that, I don't personally... This is kind of straying off topic here, but I don't personally own an Apple Watch, but I think there were a few minor updates to that too.
Yes.
We're not clear on those yet, so maybe next episode we'll go into Apple Watch, some like different devices and stuff.
Yeah.
So that pretty much covers WWDC. I mean, the minority of it. Oh, there's a few other things, I guess. With the iOS 14, you get Siri, when you activate Siri, instead of it taking up your whole screen, it's just a little bubble in the bottom corner, or the bottom
Which
right corner.
I found to be really nice, because
it's amazing.
I use Siri daily,
Yeah.
And
yes.
Like, what's the weather? What's this? And it's so nice to be able to have a way that I can use it without having it take over the whole screen. Like, I can be watching a video and just say, "Hey Siri, what's the weather?" And then I'm getting the weather, and I can just continue watching my video. It won't pause it or interrupt it. It's just so much smoother.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And the other thing was the calls. Almost says the same thing.
Oh, yes.
Calls and FaceTimes. When you get a call on FaceTime, it doesn't fill up your whole screen. There's just a little bubble. Like, if you own a new iPad Pro and you snap the Apple Pencil down on the top to charge it magnetically, and the little bubble comes down, it's like that, only for a call. And so you can decline and accept calls there, which is very nice. That's been a big help, honestly. I have loved that, especially for the calls and stuff.
Yes. That way I have time to finish up what I'm doing before I go into my normal. I mean, it's just you don't know what you really want to, like,
until it gets released, until Apple releases it. Yeah. So, yeah, that's WWDC. It was amazing. It was, as much as the COVID has kind of taken over WWDC, there was no people there. There was no cheering like we like to see it. But virtually, it was fun to watch. The keynote was a good keynote. Good presentation. I really enjoyed it. I came downstairs and watched it in the morning. It was really good. The micro apps, I forgot to talk about those. Those are really important about this. So, Noah was just learning about these. The micro apps, I don't remember their full names, but let's put yourself in a hypothetical scenario. You're walking on the sidewalk, and you want to go grab a coffee, and so you stop at the coffee shop next to you, and they say, "Hey, do you want to get a deal on this with our app?" Yeah, sure. You say, "Yeah, sure," because who doesn't want a deal on coffee? So, you go in there and you go, "Shoot, well, this is going to take, 5 minutes to download the app, to find the app, download the app, set up an account, create the account, save the password, verify it, go into the thing again, buy your coffee, accept the payment." That's probably going to take a total of 10 minutes to do. Therefore, you're 10 minutes behind schedule. Then you've got to keep going. Then you want to hail a cab to get there quicker. Then you've got to do the same thing. Well, the micro apps are going to make that a lot easier. What you do is, it's a micro app, and stores will often have a little sticker that you just hold or a QR code that you scan, and it just brings up like a 10 megabyte version of the app that allows you to carry out your function in a small... It's just like, you just hold it up to the thing. Here's a guest account you can use really quickly. Saves your password. Pays for you. You go. Same thing with the cab. And it's that much faster. So, those micro things are going to be really cool to use.
It'll be a big help when you're, like, just in a rush. Don't want to, like, do tons of work. But you still want to save a few bucks.
Yeah. The other thing was the app libraries. So, when you swipe left a few times on your home screen in iOS 14, you're going to be able to get a full library of apps, and you can hide them. So let's say you want to keep your iPhone really organized, and you just, like, you want to get rid of Keynote and Instagram and Bear. You take those, you edit the home screen, there's going to be a minus thing, you hit the minus on them, and then you say remove app from home screen, and it pops it right into your library. You don't see it on your screen at all. If you swipe over and search it, you're still gonna have those apps. Also, with the app closet, you can, when you edit your home screen, you tap the bubbles on the bottom of your screen, like right above your toolbar, and that shows you the pages you have of apps. You can hide those, and those go right away, which is really cool for keeping your phone organized and minimal.
Yes. Because when you have a really crowded phone, it can be really hard to find your stuff. So if you... Just little organizing things are going to be a big help.
Yeah. That's enough. I want to pop in with one more thing before we go. iPad OS. I think they should add a version of iPad with more ports. like a thicker iPad version with like more ports, like a USB port, because up until now, or right now, I have two adapters. I have one that goes from Lightning to USB so that I can plug in my mic like I'm doing now, and then I have another one that's Lightning to HDMI, which is what I use for my monitor. So Apple, if you're listening to this, please, more ports on an iPad would be amazing. So yeah, do you have any wrapping conclusions, Nah?
I don't think so. I think we've basically summed up all of what happened in this new updates of Apple.
Yeah. Next episode, I think we'll jump into a little bit of more of the PC side of things. Jumping into a few things with there. They've got a few things going on, as I understand. So yeah. Thank you very much for tuning in. This has been the Genius Bar with Noah and Miles. Hopefully you'll catch us on the next episode. You can find us at Spotify, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you do find your podcasts. It's the Genius Bar. So thank you.